views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You are with Artie and Sky. There's actually a Sky in the building.
Hi, everybody. I missed you guys.
So, yeah. So, anyway, you ever hear the expression, when God gives you lemons, you have to make lemonade?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we've been making a lot of lemonades lately.
Absolutely. But everything is better now, and I am home.
Yep, everything is good, and yes. She's healthy, and everything is good.
Yes, I'm feeling great. And very happy to be back. I missed you guys. I really, really miss. It feels like I haven't been on in eternity.
You know, this topic, this first hour's topic is about, you know, God's love. You know, you're never powerless when you embrace God's love. And it's 100% true that when you know, in your prayers and your meditations, I've been telling a lot of people lately, I said to them, like, there was two ladies yesterday I was doing readings for at the County College in Toms River. And there was like two or three ladies I told. I said, you know something? I'm going to challenge you. I said, you believe there is a God, but you don't believe in God. And their eyes opened up and they said, excuse me? Mm-hmm. I said, no. I said, because you worry so much, you're always fearful. And you keep on saying what you're afraid is going to happen or what you don't want to happen. And I said, with you constantly worrying and constantly talking out of fear, how can you possibly tell me that you believe in God? And all of a sudden, they're like their heads turn. You ever see a puppy dog where their head just happens to make that little head turn? Like,
yes, like a
inquisitive.
Little cock.
Yeah.
It's called a little head cock.
Yeah. So it's just like, God, like, oh, wow, I never realized that. I said, you can't tell me that you believe in God when you are constantly living in worriness and fear.
That's right.
And so I was explaining to them, it was like the power of the secret. And I said, you know, that's the book that was written and the video that was created. The secret is that when you put positive affirmations out there, that, you know, good things will come back to you. And, you know, you pray in positiveness. Never, ever, ever, ever say what you don't want. Because I've said this many, many times before on previous shows. But just recently, like I said, you know, when I'm sitting in front of these ladies who are constantly worried, it is such a woman thing where they're constantly worried. They have a hard time receiving. They're only good at giving. They want to take care of everyone else. They put themselves on the back burner.
Right. That's a woman's nature. She wants to not control, but keep everything in harmony.
No, she wants to control. No, they want to control. Believe me, they're control freaks.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you have to be, because otherwise the family falls apart. You know what I mean? It's terrible to say, but it's horrible to lose a father, but it's even worse to lose a mother.
Yeah.
It really
is. Yeah, because she's the nurturer.
Exactly.
There are some instances, though, where the father actually is more of the nurturer.
I have never seen that.
Yeah, I have.
Really?
I have, where the father was definitely more the nurturer and actually not only just the nurturer, not only played the daddy's role, but also played the mommy's role while mommy was at work.
Right, right.
You know, or mommy's not around.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah.
Or mommy is sick, or mommy is drunk, or whatever.
Oh, that's so interesting.
But on the most part, it is usually the women that are, you know, the nurturers,
you know,
the nesters.
Yeah.
And all. So, but they, you know, women have a hard time. They have a soft heart with their kids.
That's right.
And they have a hard time saying no to them.
You know, a lot of people seem to forget that when you do give it all up to God, the Holy Spirit, you will get signs. You just have to be aware and pay attention. I know throughout the difficulty that I've been going through that I have gotten so many signs. It's been remarkable.
And like for you, for what were your signs?
Well, I was talking to Jesus as I was driving one day. And I said, you know, Jesus, please help me with my problems. And I'm giving it all up to you. All of a sudden, I said to myself, I hope he hears me. With that, a beautiful, brand new green truck pulls in front of me and is absolutely lettered, professionally lettered on it, Jesus's tree removal.
Really?
Now, I have never in my entire life seen anything like that.
Wow.
Now, if that's not a sign from the Holy Spirit, nothing is.
You want to know something that reminds me of the time when I was going through one of my divorces and I was going through a transition in
my
life.
He's got them numbered and signed.
Right. That's right. No, but I wanted to be able, I was really devastated with this one relationship and I wanted to be able to overcome my fears. So one of my fears in life was skydiving and my other fear was scuba diving, to go that far deep under or to go that high up. And so those were just a couple of my fears in life.
That's scary.
So I said, you want to know something? As I'm right before I got on the parkway, I remember right before I was getting on the New Jersey State Parkway, I said to God, I think I want to do this as far as going skydiving. I said, I want to be able to overcome my fears. And so I said, please send me a sign, whether if it's okay to do it or should I not do it. When I tell you, in that moment, a car pulls out in front of me, it passes me and pulls out in front of me with a wheelchair on the on the license plate.
Oh, no.
And I just said, all right, I got my sign.
Stay away.
I'm not going anywhere. Both feet are grounded.
That is so funny.
You know, but seriously,
it's the
I would have.
Yeah. Every time I look at the clock, it's 11:11. Every time. The other night, I was sound asleep, having a wonderful dream, so peaceful. And I woke up at 2:56 or something. So right away, what do? I go to my angel book, and I read what it said in the angel book. And it was so positive, and it was so apropos to my position of where I am right now, that I started to laugh. I says, wow. You guys woke me up to tell me that. I says, thank you. I love you.
Very cool.
It is. But you have to look for these signs. You have to be aware. I mean, they could be right in front of your face, as mine were. But if you're not aware of your surroundings, and if you're not aware of what you're doing, and you just continually badger yourself about the negative, you're never going to see these signs.
God is always sending us signs, you know, and a lot of people will say to Sky and I, you know, you're so lucky, you're so blessed that God speaks to you and that you could, you know, help people in the way that you do. And my response to them, it's not that who does God choose to speak to.
He speaks to all of us.
Yeah, it's who chooses to listen.
Right. Absolutely.
And because God does speak to everybody. And, you know, you have that rapport. You know, with me, when I get signs, a lot of times I have a rapport through songs. You know,
big time.
You know, other than messages, as far as pictures, you know, or I'm reading, I'm doing a reading for somebody, and all of a sudden I'll think of a friend that I haven't seen in 12 years, and I remember what kind of person they were or the kind of trouble they were in, and so. For whatever reason, when I think about that person, and I have no reason to think about this person, and all of a sudden comes to light, whatever I'm getting from that old friend of mine or the situation they're in, that's what's going on with the person who I'm reading. And I translate that. And this is the language that I've learned to develop, that rapport that I have with the angels.
Right.
So you develop a relationship with God. God is not separate from you. He's not separate from everybody, from anybody. You think he is. You think he's in the clouds or in the sky or with somebody else or whatever. But God truly is within all of us. That's why when you meditate, all right, and that's just to close your eyes and just to relax, or sit in front of a few candles, because it's very, very relaxing, and sit there and listen to whatever thoughts come into your mind. And guess what? There might be many, many, many minutes that go by where there's nothing. But it's very important that you allow yourself, your soul, to keep quiet, your ego and your mind to keep quiet, and just allow yourself to receive any random messages. It could be colors, it could be of angels, it could be your relatives, it could be a message for someone else. It could be anything.
That's right.
But whatever the messages are, just allow yourself to also write it down so you don't forget.
Right.
And then you see there's a rapport you're developing. There's a style that you're developing. And each reader has their own style as far as what they like to, you know, how they rapport with God or their spirit gods or their angels. They all have a language. Each reader has this identity with the Holy Spirit to be able to communicate. And what works for Sky might not work for me, and vice versa, because we have our own unique language or our place of understanding.
A vocabulary.
A vocabulary, right, if you will.
Yes.
So
we need to go to a commercial break right now, guys, and just stay where you
Stay where you are.
And we'll be right back.
Right after this commercial break.
This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
and we have a lot of stuff to tell you today. I think we have a caller, though.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, Brian?
Yes.
Are we on now? Is everything okay?
Yeah, that was the song I just played. It just ended.
I know. That was super wonderful. No, we were hearing a feedback. I apologize, everybody, for the way we're talking with the producer, but we just wanted to make sure everything was okay.
You're on now, yes. Boy. Take it away.
Did I say, Brian? Did what I say come through?
No, but let's get back to the program, my friends. You're on clear, loud and clear right now.
All right, so...
I said to everybody, we have a really good show today, but we do have a caller, and...
Who's the caller, Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have any calls yet.
Oh, I thought it was Sweet Melissa or something?
Oh, no, don't worry about that. That was a Beatles song that was on earlier. Don't worry about that.
Oh, Brian just
fooled us.
Brian just put us text. Well, not text us, but through the computer, he put
Sweet Loretta Martin. It's from Get Back by the Beatles.
Okay, oh,
I love that song. Get
so
Back.
Get Back, Loretta.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting a Beatles show. I want to see the Beatles show. There's a Beatles show coming up in Morristown, New Jersey, that I want to see, and I'm going to go to directly to the theater because. I mean, you go through, like, these ticket places.
Oh,
they want sky-high prices.
Oh, my goodness. You have no idea all the extra charges.
It's unbelievable.
Yes.
So it's like, from now on, I say, screw it. And I just rather go directly. I mean, the last few shows I've been going to, I've been, you know, doing it through Ticketmaster or some other form. But I've been paying, like, definitely double and triple what the going rate is on the ticket. And my whole attitude is, screw this. I'd rather just go right to the theater, you know, pay the straight up price, whatever it is. They charge you a $3 service fee on top of that big deal.
There's only one bad problem about that. You have to take whatever seating is available at that point.
No, that's
unless
okay.
You go prior to the show.
No, I'm talking prior to the show.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm talking about weeks in advance.
Oh, yes.
So I wanted to take someone for, to see the Beatles show. And so it's all good.
Yeah. So, when we went to go see Teresa Caputo, she had mentioned, and I remember you know this, that her tickets were $90 a ticket. And if you paid any more than $90 a ticket, you were being robbed. And we paid like, what, $160 a ticket?
Yeah.
That was all the fees from Ticketron and taxes and this and that and the other thing. And I'll tell you what, she says, if you're paying more than $90 a ticket, you're being ripped off. So yeah, Audie's right. If you go through these Ticketron agencies through the computer, you are getting ripped off.
Yeah, sometimes you have no choice because the theater's like that far or your time. This is where they got you.
Time constraint.
Yeah, time constraint or the distance or whatever, convenience. So you're paying for all that. But when you times that by 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever, you know, it adds up to a big chunk of change. So, you know, actually, in some circumstances, it's better just to take off a half a day.
That's right.
You know, save yourself over $100 or $200
That's
or more.
Right.
And just get them directly from the theater. So
I agree with that.
What I did was, I can't wait. April 10th.
Yeah.
Me and my super wonderful special friend, super duper.
She's a sweetie, guys.
Yeah, and we're going to see Fiddler on the Roof.
No way.
And I can't
wait. I love Fiddler on the Roof.
So I got these tickets in advance because I said to them, I said, what is the closest show on a weekend where I could sit front row mezzanine? Mm-hmm. So where you're sitting on top, but all the way in front.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't even care what the price was. I just wanted to have really good seats and right there.
Yeah.
And so
makes the world of difference. Let me tell you something. I just went to see The King and I with my sister, and she had front row mezzanine seats. And let me tell you, they started off with a ship being launched on stage, and there was that big long thing in front of the ship, like that pointy piece,
right.
Like it was supposed to be like some kind of a design on the ship, and it was like right over our heads. And
oh, wow.
It was amazing. It was just amazing.
Now, I saw the show Love in Vegas of the Beatles show.
Yeah.
Now, to see that show, if you ever have the pleasure of seeing that show, to me, that was the ultimate show of all times if you're a Beatles fan like I am. And like, there's so many theatrics, and with all the singing and the Beatles music, and it's just amazing. And so to see that show, because there's so much going on around the arena, it's literally better to have seats in the middle to the back.
Yes.
Because there's just so much to see. Because I went with somebody and...
You get a broader spectrum.
And yeah, exactly. And I went with somebody and she ended up buying us seats like closer to the stage. And you lost some of it. I mean, it was still great. Don't get me wrong. It's still great to be in that atmosphere and all. But, you know, to really take in everything, yeah. You know, and when you see Siberian Orchestra,
yes.
What's that?
Yes, Siberian.
Yeah, I forgot the full name of it, yeah. But it's a long name. The something Siberian.
Excuse me. Orchestra. Hold that thought. We have to go to a commercial break, folks, and we will be right back.
That's right.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe.
cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays a favorite song. Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. I know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high. 'Cause she's got her own obligations, and so do I. Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, we got a thing. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. The same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over, talk it over. We know, they know, and you know and I know that it was wrong. But I'm big and strong.
Great song, Roy. that was a really great song.
There's your surprise.
Thank you. That was a really cool song. I like it. I appreciate that. Hey, folks, we're sitting here waiting for you guys to call us with some of your concerns.
So if you want any insights, just give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. So if you want some insights from Sky and I, feel free to give us a call. And if anybody wants a private session from Sky, call at
908-500-1474.
And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And we're just as accurate over the phone as we are in person.
Absolutely.
And it's funny because a lot of people say, how does that work? Like, how do you do that? Like, how can you
Vibes from the voice. It's your voice. Your voice says it all. Your eyes tell a story, your voice, the vibrations in your voice. And as soon as we hear those vibrations in your voice, everything starts coming through.
And the skeptics will say, oh, you pick up on our, you know, when it's in person, you pick up on our body language,
right.
You ask us certain questions, you do this, you do that, you know, and we look up information.
On the computer.
That's my favorite,
right?
On the computer. I don't have time for that crap, nor am I computer literate.
What are you going to find? I'm a computer literate too. I hate computers.
Yeah, I know, on Facebook and all this other stuff.
I can't even get onto my webpage.
Yeah. You want to know something? They were doing a spoof on air one time. This is going back a couple of years ago. I never forgot. It was actually quite funny, where there was these people who literally somehow got the name of some people. You know, they were pulling them off the boardwalk and stuff and bringing them in. And they said, you know, we're doing a TV program and there's a new psychic in and stuff. And they said, oh, so what's your name? And there was somebody really that quick going to their Facebook and everything, and as they were explaining about their life. And so he literally had an earpiece in his ear, and he was feeding them all the information. He says, oh, wow, so you're looking to move and you're doing that. And oh, my God. And, like, their faces were freaking out. The guy was not psychic at all.
Do they actually have that kind of information on Facebook?
Yeah, whatever you put up on your Facebook is out there.
Oh, that's true. That's true, yes.
You know, and then all of a sudden they'll say, oh, and so your best friend Jennifer, I see you're going places, and oh, and so and so's having a baby, and they're looking up, and the guy's feeding them all the information, and it was so funny because everyone behind the scenes was like laughing their ass off.
Yeah.
So I mean, so this is something that I happen to experience watching on a TV program, and it was funny. It was really funny.
But to tell you the truth, when I'm reading somebody, I like to close my eyes when I'm reading. And the only reason for that is so that I don't see body language and I don't see expression.
So you don't get distracted.
Exactly. I don't want to get distracted whatsoever. And sometimes I'll just like doodle or with a pen and a paper, I'll just write circles and I'll just look at the paper and I'll just look at the circles. I'm not getting messages from those circles, but what I'm doing is distracting myself from any distractions that the person that I'm reading could be having.
You know, it was interesting. I was doing a phone reading just not too long ago, about a week or two ago for this one girl.
Readings.
And so do I. And I didn't realize, you know, there was a small issue with, you know, one of the credit card numbers. So, you know, everything was taken care of. And so she said to me, she goes, Artie, I just wanted you to, you know, get a follow-up on your reading that you gave me. You said that, you know, I needed to see the doctor in regards to my chest. And you felt there was something that's going to seem like it's something. They're going to spot something in an x-ray within my chest. But you felt like nothing was, it wasn't going to, you know, turn out to be much.
Yeah.
And she said... So she said, you were right. She says, I went to the doctors. They took x-rays of my chest. They found something there in my chest. And it was like a lump.
Oh.
She goes, and there was something that I felt too. And she goes, but when, you know, they went to check out all the tests, she goes, it turns out to be benign.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. So, like I said, so when Sky and I pick up, you know, these thoughts and images, you know, via over the phone or whatever, you know, it's true blue. It is from the spirit. And, you know, when you have a lot of faith in God and the spirits and the angels and you develop this rapport with them, they really do pull through and it's very effortless. And it's literally as easy as somebody just standing right next to you and just delivering you messages. And, you know, so many people are concerned, you know, do we get burnt out? I personally don't get burnt out.
Never. I'm always on a high when I'm speaking with spirit, or when spirit is connecting me, I never get burnt. I never have enough.
And with me, it's like I always ask for protection.
Yes.
So it's like while we're with you, we are like we're with you, but we are also disconnected in a way so that we are not getting emotionally consumed in all your garbage or whatever it is that you got going on.
And we do it so frequently that we get dumped on quite a bit. And you can burn out from that. That's
right.
Why our protection is so vital to our peace of mind.
You know, it's like when a doctor goes into the hospital or he's dealing with all these sick patients. Yes, he's with you. Yes, he's diagnosing you. Yes, he's curing you. But at the same token, he also has to protect himself from all the germs that he frequents, you know, that comes into his office. And so there's a sense of protection there. And for us, it's the same thing. But for us, it's more on the emotional, spiritual plane so that, you know, other people don't, you know, suck the life out of us. Every once in a while, though, there are some people.
But excuse me, hold that thought because we have to go to a commercial break, folks, and we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WPLQ.
What you do to me.
Brian. That was a wonderful song. We appreciate that.
Thank you. I love it, too.
Yeah, we love all those good feel music songs.
Yep.
Happiness is a spice of life, my friends.
This is true. Music is like medicine for the soul.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, babe. You get a lot of your messages through music. I've never seen that before.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. I've never seen the amount that you get. Ridiculous.
Yeah. And it's fun because I'll sing a song and I'll play it out and I love to sing. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I can't win any contests.
Could you sing near the window and I'll help you out?
Yeah, there you go.
Love you too bad.
There you go. So.
Tell me, babe.
Oh, you want to know something? I used to, you know, we're speaking about all these loving songs and, you know, for whatever reason, this song by... Barney, you know, singing all the
I don't even go there. You mean the Purple Dinosaur?
Yeah.
OMG.
You want to know something? It's like, but it was really good because back then he, you know, with Barney, he sang nothing but loving songs
That's
to the
true.
Kids. It was all positive, no negative, very
upbeat. And that was
upbeat.
Like a turning point when children's shows got more intellectual where they only professed the positive and not the negative.
Yes. And I used to do Barney at children's birthday parties. And when I tell you, when it was hot.
Oh, I could imagine.
Oh, my God. I'm talking about the overall energy, not just the costume.
Oh.
But I was booking on the average about 5 parties a weekend.
Wow.
And I was booked out for about a month in advance. Yeah, it was that hot. I was like nonstop busy.
It was like you needed a twin.
Yeah. So when I tell you, but I only did half hour gigs, you know, and it made a good chunk of change on the weekends.
Sure.
It was a lot of fun.
Let me ask you something. I'm not sure if this is correct or accurate. Can you put a little battery fan in those costumes to cool you down?
I think you can.
Because
I never did.
You know better than anybody that you could perspire to the point of
heat exhaustion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could lose all of your fluids.
There's a couple of times where I had to perform while I had a temperature, 102 temperature.
Are you serious?
Happened a couple of times to me. The reason why I didn't cancel it wasn't because of the money at all. These people booked me a month in advance.
Yeah.
And everybody was excited to see Barney. And I just didn't have it in me. And I remember my throat was hurting and I had a temperature and I was dying inside, dying. And
the show must go on. Right?
And I didn't want to let down those kids because it meant the world to them, you know?
I know it.
And
it's just your personality. You'd like that. You would rather put yourself in harm's way than to let down a child. And I think that is the most outstanding character in any man, to love not only your family, but to have this love and empathy and kindness towards all children, I'll tell you what, that's what makes a man a man. Do you know what I mean?
You know, when you show a lot of compassion and loving energy to other people,
right.
Not just children, but to everybody.
But children especially.
Yes, children especially. And you want to know something? What warms my heart, again, talk about God's love. When I'm in the mall or when I'm in the supermarket, and I look at a little kid and just stare at me and with this big, beautiful smile.
I know.
And rather than ignore it, because some
I always smile.
Thanks. Yeah. Some adults are just in their own world and they just look and that's it. But when I see a child smile at me, I put on the big happy face and I go, hello there. And I'm waving my hands and I try to make them laugh or smile and make them feel special. And you want to know something? I was walking out of a store. I was walking into a store while another family was walking out. And it was this beautiful little girl walking out and she had a puss on her face and wearing the most cutest little outfit, you know, for Easter or whatnot. And I was telling her how beautiful she looked.
Aww.
And she looked at me with a puss, and even the father had a puss on his face. Like they all were angry, like, a stranger's talking to my daughter. And it's like, you know, whatever. And I felt sorry for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was complimenting the daughter on how beautiful she was.
Some people don't know how to take that kind of stuff. And those are sad people. You know what I mean? See, because people are not genuine. Most of the people are not, you know, genuine.
I raised my daughter that when
a beautiful daughter.
When you meet a stranger, you treat them like they are your best friend. Exactly. I treat all strangers like they are my friend. Everybody. I don't look at, oh, don't talk to strangers.
No.
No, I don't believe in that.
I don't believe it
You know,
either.
Unless if somebody, you know, has like fire coming from their mouth and hair growing out of every which way out of their butthole or their ear hole
drums.
And their noses, and they look like
between
they're gonna
their
bite
toes.
You. Yeah, so if they look super scary, like they came from the March of the Wooden Soldiers, then I could possibly see there's a little intimidation there, and you know, you don't want to be caught up in that energy.
Yeah.
But when it comes to going to a store or you're out in public. And another cute thing I like to do is like when I see a woman, you know, and she has her little child in the carriage, and I'll go up to her, and I said this quite a few times, I go up to her, I said, oh, wow, how cute. What aisle did you get her in? I want one of those, you know?
I love that. You know, children are just God's blessings. They are like little empty sponges, and they've just come from heaven, and they are so filled with love. If I could only for 5 seconds get into a child's brain and just see what they're thinking at the time they're thinking it, you know?
Oh, that was really funny. You know, the commercial with Bruce, I mean, the movie with Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
With Baby Talk.
Oh,
where
yes.
he's actually thinking, yes. he's verbalizing what he's saying.
Yeah, with John Travolta.
Well, John Travolta and Christy Alley.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a great movie. When that first concept.
Right, I love that movie.
And my favorite commercial of all time is with Apple, where the little kid's in front of the computer hear all the words coming out.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love
the funniest line. So right now, Sky and I, we have to take a break. So stick around, everybody, because we're going to be back for some more fun right after this.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.